Hello and welcome to Hoopla Kids Lab, making science super fun and super simple. Today we're going to be showing you some amazing H2O tricks. But before we do, I'd just like to show you this wonderful letter that we've been sent from six-year-old Mia, who's been practicing her 3D drawing skills that she learnt from Hoopla Kids Lab. Isn't it great? Thanks, Mia. Now, on with the science.
These are all experiments that you can perform with water and a few extra ingredients. For this first experiment, you're going to need two small glasses and two different colours of food dye. Into one glass, pour cold water. Then in the other, pour some hot water. Pour a few drops of food dye into the glass of hot water. Then pour a few drops of food dye into the glass of cold water. Straight away, you'll see a difference. The food dye in the cold water just doesn't want to mix. Carefully stir the mixtures together using something small. Eventually the dye will mix in with the water. Then put a piece of card on the top of the glass of hot water, turn it upside down, and place it on top of the cold water. Make sure the edges of the two glasses line up exactly. Then, very carefully, slide out the card. And look! The water stays where it is. This is because the cold water is denser than the hot water, so it stays at the bottom. For this next experiment, you'll need some food dye, a dropper, some cooking oil, a large glass container, a jug of water, and some Alka-Seltzer. Take your cooking oil and pour a good amount into your glass container. I've used about 1 litre. Then pour some water into the oil. You'll see that it gathers at the bottom, like little beads. Then drop your food dye into the oil. You'll see that it sinks straight to the bottom. All you need to do now is drop in one of your Alka-Seltzers. And just like that, we have a lava lamp. The Alka-Seltzer is reacting with the water stuck at the bottom of the oil. The gases created in the reaction between the Alka-Seltzer and the water create bubbles, which travel to the top and carry some of the food dye with it. I've always loved this experiment. It looks great. And now for our next experiment, you'll need some tonic water and a bunch of grapes. Open up the tonic water, being careful not to let it fizz over, and then drop some grapes inside. You'll see that they dance around inside the tonic water. This is because tiny bubbles of gas get caught on the outside skin of the grape, making it lighter and bringing it to the surface. When they hit the surface, some of the bubbles pop and they go back down again. Isn't that fun? For our next experiment, you'll need a beaker of water, two glasses, two flowers, and two different colours of food dye. Pour a good amount of food dye into each glass. I'm using blue and red. Then pour some water into the glass to create coloured water. Then simply put the same amount of flowers in each container. Put them on a tray and take them outside. Put them in a sunny place where they'll get plenty of light. The sunlight will help to feed the flowers. Let them sit for a day or so and look at that. One of the flowers has really picked up the blue colour. This is a great way of making whatever coloured flowers you like. It looks like the other flowers haven't picked up the red dye as well as the blue dye. I wonder why that is.
Great, thanks so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed all of those experiments and that you come back next time to check out some more exciting science. Don't forget you can subscribe to our channel to watch the rest of our videos, and you can come back next time to find out what we're up to. Bye for now.